In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Stella Campos and the health of Mary Dale Apodaca. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we have our Lord giving to us this rough message of forgiveness, really visceral for us. And pay attention to the viscera, meaning the vital things, the gross things that have to be pulled out of the animals that are there. These are the gross things that are going on. Well, we're dealing with gross movements. Did you notice the two gross movements in the gospel? There were two times where the bowels were disturbed. The first time is the master, the king. His bowels are disturbed. Why? Because he sees how contrite this person is and how unable this man will be to pay out the huge, massive debt that he owes. So it says, move from compassion. That's talking about his bowels were moved. And so he forgives the debt. But it takes just a couple more sentences. And you see the bowels are moved again. It says, greatly disturbed. It's talking again about the bowels there. But it wasn't the king this time. Who was it? That's right. It was the fellow servants, because this man would not forgive the one who owed him just a little bit. And so that causes what? That causes great destruction upon this one, because he would not return what was given to him. So the movement for you and me is to see the way in which Peter thought he was being generous and saying seven times, I can forgive my brother who offends me the exact same way, doing evil toward me. And our Lord says, it's much greater than that. There is no limit. Forgiveness that we should have. Tough message, huh? It's hard to forgive. It's hard to let go. It's hard to let grudges go, especially when somebody wounds you greatly. Oftentimes, it's hard to forgive, even when they wound you slightly, if other people know about it, or if it's something that you hold as a strength of yours. When they cut you to the quick, even if they're right. Often, especially if they're right. And so what our Lord is asking us in this time, the movement that we have is total, outright forgiveness. I think everyone in this room, unless you're perfect, and if that's you, please come talk to me and help me out. We all have that person or persons who wounded us or who wounded our family, who talked bad about somebody within our family or called us on something we rather would not have been called on. The Lord is saying, unless you let that one go, you can't receive the abundance of my forgiveness that I'm giving for you. I'm opening you the way ahead. Can you not open a little way forward for this one? That's tough for you. Take that toughness, that wound. Put it in the chalice that's going to be offered here at Mass. Say, I don't have the power to do it, God. I can't. And if I'm honest, I don't really want to. But your blood was spilled even for that. For this one who presence is loathsome to me. Can you do something for them and something for me? I promise you, through repeated effort, time and time again, coming back here to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, when you do that, I'll see it happen. And it won't be the work of something great in you, because you know you're weak in that way. It'll be the work of God. To his name be praise and glory, now and always and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.